The show's live and local. I'm with you from now until 1 o'clock. My name's Kevin Kelly. And it's all jazz on the show today. In fact, all live jazz, well, except for the introductory music that I'll have for you in just a moment. The program today includes trumpeter Ray Sasaki and colleagues. They are JQ Plus, JQ standing for Jazz Quintet. Ray has had that group for a long time, even though he actually moved down to Texas some years ago. He's was on faculty for a long time at the University of Illinois. And they are getting back together with one additional player, and they're playing at the Iron Post in Urbana tonight at 5 o'clock. And then tomorrow night at the Krannert Center, the Krannert Uncorked series at 5 o'clock, guitarist Lamont Parsons is joined by bassist Josh Houchin and one other player. And Josh and Lamont are here with us to play the first part of the show. So I hope you'll enjoy it. Just sit back and listen, and we'll have some good conversation and a good time. It's live and local on FM 90.9. That was a performance by the Brazil guitar duo, music by Araldo Del Monte called Forozim. And our sound engineer, Mike Pritchard, was just wondering if that was the Simpsons theme. And I didn't catch that semblance there. And I don't know when that piece was written, so I don't know what might have come first. But somehow, I don't know, but maybe they watched The Simpsons in Brazil and Araldo Del Monte picked it up. In any event, that's an introduction of sorts to our guitarist for this portion of Live and Local on FM 90.9, Lamont Parsons, who is going to be playing the Krannert Uncorked program tomorrow evening at 5 o'clock. In fact, I might as well mention that programs on WYNL today are made possible in part by Krannert Center for the Performing Arts, inviting audiences to enjoy the free Krannert Uncorked wine tasting in the lobby at 5 p.m. on Thursday, June 10th, featuring the music of Lamont Parsons. More information can be found at krannertcenter.com. And although the website at the Krannert Center website suggests that Lamont is playing by himself tomorrow night, in fact, you're not.
No, I'm going to have a trio. I'm going to have Josh Houchin and Merle Stafford.
And Merle Stafford is a
drummer from Danville.
And Josh is with us on the program today. Thank you both for coming in.
You're more than welcome.
You know, Lamont, you and I had a conversation some years ago, almost completely unrelated to jazz, although we did get around to it. Your son Tracy was for a long time head of the Urban League here in Champaign-Urbana, and the group that I was working with, the Prairie Ensemble, is honoring him. And that actually gave me a chance to meet you, but it didn't give me a chance to hear you. So I'm looking forward to doing that today, rectifying that today.
I hope you'd be pleased.
I expect so. You had a group for a long time that I gather isn't really going anymore, the Lamont Parsons Experience.
Yeah, I still call it that. It composed of usually Donnie Heidler, Ben Taylor, myself, and either Merle Stafford or Mark McKnight, and a very fine vibraphonist, Joe Boyce from Indianapolis.
Oh, yeah. And Donnie, pianist, who's very active.
Yeah, Donnie plays every Wednesday at the Great Impasta from 6 to 9.
Yeah, so he'll be there tonight at 6 o'clock?
Yeah, right.
You
will.
Yeah. And good idea to eat when you're there, too. But if you want to just go out there and hear Donnie, I'm sure he'd appreciate it. How often do you play with that group these days?
Not very much anymore. Usually just probably like private functions, you know, weddings, parties, and those sort of things.
Are you just feeling semi-retired or...
I'm still playing. Like I'm playing tomorrow night at the Krannert, and I'm playing Friday and Saturday in Springfield at a jazz club called Remy's. It's on Monroe and 2nd Street, on 2nd and Monroe in Springfield.
That's actually one I should add to. I'm glad you mentioned it. It's something I should add to my list here. I can be sure to keep current with those guys.
Yeah, and I'm also playing at Strawberry Fields Sunday. It'll be Josh and I Sunday.
This coming Sunday?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Oh, good. So you're getting around.
Well, that's fairly unusual. I usually don't have that many gigs in a week, but...
What happened to make this a busy week, I wonder?
Well, I'm playing with another group Friday and Saturday.
The one in Springfield?
Yeah.
Are you playing with some musicians over there?
No. I'm playing, I think, Ed Schiller is going to be playing bass, and, I don't know who the drummer, I can't remember the drummer.
That's one of the interesting things to me about jazz players, is you guys can just kind of get together with almost any number of players and still make music, where, you know, classical group, you really have to get together with the same group and rehearse a lot just because of the different style that doesn't allow for improvisation and playing off of each other and so on. You actually have to read what's on the page and get it together that way. But that's, to me, it's a wonderful thing that you can do that. Just, you know, it's really having sit and have a conversation with each other.
Yeah,
musically.
In the jazz repertoire, there's probably a lot of songs that most jazz players know, even though when you just get together, you don't have arrangements, which always helps, you know, where you can have intros and interludes and endings to make the music more complete. But most of the time, you don't have that, so but you can still play the tunes and make up stuff as you go along.
Well, why don't we hear what you and Josh have got cooked up for us today? What's your first tune?
Okay, the first tune is a tune of mine that I wrote years ago, and it's a tune called Birdie. It's like a little bossa nova. It's an original tune of mine.
It's Lamont Parsons with Josh Houchin here on Live and Local. Thank you. Amon Parsons with Josh Houchin here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. Thanks, that was beautiful.
Thank
and that's
you.
Your own composition, and the name of it once more?
Birdie.
Birdie.
Mm-hmm.
Is that named after somebody?
Really named that after my sister. I wrote that years ago, and I named it after her.
That's a nickname, I gather?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. How long ago did you get started in jazz?
I've been playing off and on for years. Probably started in the 50s. Yeah. I started playing, then I went to the service. And I come out of the service and I really got serious and I practiced real hard for a couple of years. And got with the group, had a mentor over in Danville, Charles Morris. We called him the High Priest. He was just a fabulous musician, and he devoted a lot of time to helping me learn the instrument, even though he was a piano player. And I'm eternally grateful to him. He's passed on, but, you know, I don't know. I would have had a hard time achieving a lot of things I achieved without him.
When you say he helped, even though he was a pianist, so he was teaching you guitar, he was teaching you
he
jazz?
He was teaching me music.
Yeah, he was teaching you music.
Yeah.
And how to talk a little bit about how these things transfer across instruments, because I've certainly read many times where, you know, a trumpet player might listen to recordings of a guitarist and learn a lot from the guitarist, or, you know, any of a number of other combinations like that, and you're talking about guitarists learning from a piano player.
Well, initially, I had to do a lot of studying on my own and learn the notes on the guitar. And I would write the fingerboard out and all the notes on the fingerboard. And I would used to, when I would go to work, I would look at that and study that because, you know, you kind of think in pictures. So I, you know, look at the notes on the guitar and memorize them. And then when I get home, I also, you know, scales is the language of all music, and I start learning scales, and he was teaching me chords. Consequently, one of the problems with that is I didn't learn a lot of basic chord changes. I would learn, like, a lot of ninth chords and seventh chords, and, you know, instead of just triads. You know, so I had to go back and learn triads.
Well, the ninths and sevenths are so much more interesting.
Yeah, they are. They are. They give the coloration to the music.
Well, they seem to give a coloration to your music, especially.
Well, all music. It's just the way I voice. You know, everybody has their... And that's one of the other things that my mentor taught me is that in music, you have to have your own style. You know... So you have to be recognized, and all great players, you know, if you, from classical, it doesn't matter what kind of music they play, once that you hear them play, then you kind of recognize who they are.
And it's the ones maybe who don't quite make it up to that great designation who you could say, well, that could be this person or that person, any number of other persons. And
yeah, that's true.
They're the second tier players. Or musicians of any kind. You said you've had some pretty memorable experiences. What would you say are some of the most memorable?
I've been blessed to have the opportunity to play with some of the greatest musicians that have come from the Champaign-Urbana area. Years ago, Tony Zamarro was one of the prominent musicians on the local jazz scene. And he always had just tremendous players in his group. You know, some of the musicians that was in his group was Cecil Bridgewater, Ron Bridgewater, local guys, Maurice McKinley, myself. There was a guy named Melton Knox that later changed his name to Amin Ra, played organ. Don Smith, who was going to school and was in Garvey's big band, come in and played piano and sang. Jim McNeely, who plays, I don't know whether I heard that he was playing with the, and writing for the Thad Jones Mel Lewis Big Band.
Yes. In fact, we had a conversation about that on the show in the fall, I think.
Yeah, and several years ago, Don Smith and Jim McNeely came in and played locally. And Dee Dee Bridgewater was in school at that time, and so she joined the band, and it's just a great, Ron Dewar, who plays up in Chicago, Kelly Sills, who's a fine bassist that plays up in Chicago.
So now young Josh Houchin here is going to be able to say someday, you know, I played with some of the greats in the Champaign-Urbana scene and beyond, and he'll include Lamont Parsons on that list.
Oh, I hope so.
Yeah. What would you guys like to play next for us today?
I'm going to play a ballad entitled Moonlight in Vermont. Probably have heard that.
I have heard that. Moonlight in Vermont. That's another one of those standards. I don't know the composer. Do you?
Yeah, I looked at today and I don't remember the name.
that comes up a lot. Lamont yeah. Parsons on guitar with Josh Houchin on the bass. They're both going to be playing tomorrow night at the Krannert Center at 5 o'clock, the Krannert Uncorked series there. And who's the third person joining you?
Merle Stafford, the drummer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then coming up in just a few minutes here on Live and Local, we'll have another jazz group that's going to be playing at the Iron Post in Urbana tonight at 5 o'clock, trumpeter Ray Sasaki and his, they're making their quintet a sextet for this occasion, apparently, although we'll have, I think, just four of them on the show today, four horn players. You mentioned, Lamont, some of the local musicians that you're feel privileged to have played with over the years. Are there any guitarists in particular, whether local or otherwise, that you've especially admired, maybe even had in mind in creating your own sound and style?
You mean locally, local people?
Either local or not.
Oh, I grew up listening to Wes Montgomery and Kenny Burrell and Grant Green, Johnny Smith, Tal Farlow. You know, just a numerous amount of people.
And the sound that you have, I'm not well enough versed in jazz to be able to pull out names of players who, it just seems a characteristic of a certain group of jazz players on guitar. Anybody that, other players that have that kind of sound, particularly, you know, the more better-known players nationally. And is there a way to describe the sound or characterize the sound?
That's a pretty difficult question.
Yeah.
I really don't.
Well, as a fan, I would say that Lamont's sound is, or I should say those guitarists he mentioned are recognizable in his sound.
Okay.
And I would probably categorize it as a bebop style, a post-bop.
Yeah.
Lamont
yeah.
plays a lot of, yeah. a whole lot of guitar.
Well, thank you, Josh.
That seems like a good way to put it. You know, I'm going to have to sit down and think about this a little bit more later on, because there's maybe talk to you just about different sounds on guitar. I don't know how much of it's the type of guitar, because certainly, you know, like Frank Vignola was in here playing, and he didn't have that kind of sound at all.
Okay, I'm not familiar with him, but.
And, well, anyway, I'll think about that, and next time we have you on here, I'll maybe have a better way to formulate that question. But in any event, we have one more tune from you before we got to let you go.
Okay, I'll do another one of my original tunes, and we'll do a short version of it.
All right.
This is like a little 6/8 tune that I wrote. Years ago, I don't know the year or anything, but I've been playing it with a lot of different people. Josh plays it with me sometimes. So, 1, 2. Thank you.
You didn't give us the name of that tune.
That's a tune called Mr. MTC.
And there's got to be a reason for that.
I wrote it for a cousin of mine that passed at an early age.
And those have his initials, I imagine?
Yeah, his name was Maxie Tyrone Kyer.
And played here by Lamont Parsons, and a composition of Lamont Parsons with the bassist Josh Halchin, playing tomorrow night at the Krannert Center at 5 o'clock. And you can enjoy some free beverages there, part of their Uncorked series, and enjoy some great music. And I really am glad you were able to come in and do a few tunes on the show for us today.
Well, I'm glad that you invited me, Kevin. And I haven't seen you. I've seen you, but I didn't recognize you. I'm sorry about that.
No, well, that's fine. That's fine. I see you quite often over at the gym walking with Congressman Tim Johnson.
Yeah,
some regularity. So, you introduced me to him the other day. So there we go. We're all getting to know each other. And Josh, we've had in here a few times, and I think we're working on having your Django Reinhardt group come in here before too long.
Thanks, Kevin. Looking forward to it.
We'll have to have you on in with one of your other combinations of players another time, Lamont.
Oh, I'll be looking forward to that, Kevin.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And coming up, Ray Sasaki and his group here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. Listen to Tim Green's trio from his disc called Catching Yourself Gracefully. Tim Green on piano, bassist Jim Cox, and drummer Phil Gratteau. Here are two tunes, Bolivia and Catching Yourself Gracefully. We're in the middle of here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. And my next guest on the show is Ray Sasaki. He was for a long time the trumpet professor, one of the trumpet professors at the University of Illinois here in Urbana-Champaign, and is now teaching at University of Texas in Austin?
Yes.
Yeah, and that was how long ago that you departed for there?
I departed for Texas in 2001.
And how's that been down there?
It's been real good.
They've got quite a jazz program down there.
Yeah, they do. It's fine. It's a very small program, maybe four faculty members, and it's graduate studies only. So they have a lot of really, really fine players there.
You know, I think I'm thinking of the University of North Texas.
Yeah, that's the big one. That's where Morgan Powell and I graduated from.
Oh, did you? Mm-hmm. Well, Morgan Powell is playing with you tonight at
the Iron Post.
Mm-hmm. And they're billing this, it seems, as a JQ plus one or something like that?
Something like that. I'm not quite clear on that. but Morgan pretty much spearheaded this, and he and I have been friends and collaborators ever since I joined the Illinois faculty in 1975.
No kidding.
Man.
Well, and Morgan retired from there on the theory and composition faculty.
Yes, he did.
But, of course, playing trombone for a long time. And who were the other guys who are going to be on the gig tonight?
Well, a saxophone player from Greencastle, Indiana, teaches at DePaul. Illinois graduate. I've known, his name is Randy Solomon. And he and I go way back to when I just started teaching here, back in 75.
And Woody Woodward, and the keyboardist.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And your drummer?
The drummer is Gary Payton.
And he's around here. He's still around here, isn't he?
Oh,
active?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's a great drummer.
And who are we missing?
We're missing a bass player in Dan Anderson. Bass player, tuba player.
So he'll be doing both on the gig.
He'll be doing both. He's a great tuba player, too.
And he's been in your one group of yours or another for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Because
mm-hmm.
I remember seeing you guys, I assume that was him. It's not all that many people play jazz tuba.
Not many. Not many as good as Dan, let me tell you.
Yeah. You have a number. You come back here a number of times. It seems I hadn't even realized that you actually have a place here that you can stay and bring your family back.
Yes.
What keeps you coming back to Champaign? I mean, why not?
Friends.
Friends are everything.
Friends
right?
are everything. That was the only reason. You know, if we bought a condo in Florida or Colorado, you know, who would we talk to?
You just ride on the oil slick right about now.
Unfortunately, yeah.
And they're mostly musical friends, I gather.
Oh, yeah. Mostly musical friends and non-musical friends. All the wonderful people we got to know and become great friends with when our kids, our two kids were growing up, you know, going through preschool and Lille school, you know, in the Urbana scene. That's such a wonderful environment.
And of course, you and your wife, Jean, who's a wonderful mm-hmm. pianist.
Yes.
And I hadn't talked to her for a long time and got her on the phone yesterday. We rigged up this conversation at the last minute. I'm sorry that we didn't have a little more notice. I just didn't, it wasn't on my radar for some reason, even though it was on my calendar.
Uh-huh.
There's a lot of stuff on the calendar. In fact, with your indulgence, I'll just mention a couple of them here because I haven't done one the last couple of days. Mm-hmm. Besides the ones that have gotten mentioned earlier in the show, there's the Irish Traditional Music Session tonight at Bentley's Pub in Champaign. Let's see, Donnie Heitler is going to be at playing jazz at the Great Impasta tonight, as always, competing with your gig tonight. But he's always Wednesdays at 6 o'clock. There's some Bach going on in Peoria. The Peoria Bach Festival is underway, and they do part one of the St. Matthew Passion at Trinity Lutheran Church in Peoria tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. And there is a talk, well, I guess that's happening as we speak. Kevin Stearns is playing at downtown Bloomington, part of the lunchtime series there in Withers Park. I guess that's going on right now. I missed that one, too. Picasso at the Le Pan Agile is at the Station Theater in Urbana. That opens tonight and continues through the weekend. What else tomorrow? Willy Wonka the Musical is getting a preview from the Champaign-Urbana Theater Company at the Mills Breast Cancer Institute tomorrow at noon. And then tomorrow at the Iron Post and also on the show here is the Craig Russo's Latin Jazz Project. They're having a CD release party tomorrow night, and we'll be talking to Craig on the show tomorrow. And Angie Heaton, I don't know how to pronounce this other person's name. Angie Heaton is at Aroma Cafe tomorrow night at Champaign, and lots of other things going on, too. Is Craig, you know Craig Russo?
I don't.
Heard of him?
No.
No. Well, we'll hear about him tomorrow. I'll be picking up his CD a little bit, and we'll preview that for the folks tomorrow night.
Yeah, I plan to go to the gig. I'm looking forward to
it.
Yeah.
Well, how long are you in town?
I leave town on Saturday.
So usually when you're here, you stick around for a while and do some playing.
Yeah.
And you mentioned to me just a bit ago that you're going to be back before too long?
August the 11th.
Oh, that's too long. That's 2 months.
Well, not that. Not that long.
That's 2 months. And who are you playing with then?
Well, Morgan, myself, and Howie Smith from Cleveland, Ohio.
And he plays what?
He plays alto and tenor saxophones. Another great player. Went through the famous John Garvey jazz band when he was lead alto and Ron DeWar and... Well, Morgan Powell played. It was a classic band. And in the rhythm section, Joel Spencer from Chicago on drums, Kelly Sill, a bass player I hadn't played since in the 70s, and the drummer is Joel Spencer, and the piano jazz faculty member here at U of I, Chip Stevens.
Chip Stevens.
Yeah.
So is jazz just a small community, or are these just people you happen to have known for a long time that have gotten spread around, and Champaign-Urbana is kind of the focal point for everybody to come back now and then?
Yeah, that's pretty much so. I play with friends.
Yeah, and they've just... gone their separate ways and
yep. their own separate successful ways. Yeah.
Are the Tone Road Ramblers still going on? That's another group you're involved with.
Oh yeah, Definitely, most definitely. Still very, very active. Just recently, we were in residence last February at the University of California at San Diego, a real hotbed of new music and improvisation.
So would you call that group progressive jazz or not even jazz?
No. Well, it's got lots of different influences. It's not really jazz. It's classical new music.
Modern.
Very modern, with lots of improvisation. And we've been together since 1980 or so.
And that's another group that Morgan's involved with.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Seems like he and you are the common denominator of most of these groups.
Yes.
And you can go to his website, Morgan Powell Music, and you can see all these listed there.
Yes.
That he seems to be involved in. The group that's playing tonight, JQ, or is it pretty much your jazz quintet? Is that the five group?
Yeah,
of you,
Morgan and I are really standard. Basically the common denominator of that group.
So that group even varies on its own.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And what kind of stuff does that group do? Do you a mix of originals and standards or?
No, just lots of jazz standards, lots of Cole Porter, Jerome Kern kind of tunes.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Just old tunes that all of us have kind of grown up with. Just playing and enjoying. And each time we play it, it seems that the treatment of those tunes become different. We don't rehearse. We try to keep things really pure. So when we go to the, when we show up to the venue, we basically know what tune list we want, and we know basically what order we want the tunes to be in every set. But beyond that, it's kind of exciting because I don't know quite how everything's going to come out. And it usually comes out really great because we all trust each other so much and we've played together for decades.
Well, on the phone yesterday, you just, I think you characterized it as having a musical conversation for a couple of hours.
Yeah, isn't that nice?
In front of people.
In front of people, right.
Yeah,
right.
But the people, I imagine, or maybe not, do you feed off of them as well? I mean, are they part of the conversation?
Oh, certainly. Otherwise, it's not conversation. What makes it really great is when all of us mix in ideas and gathering ideas from other ideas, and when it all comes together, we get ideas from the entire mix. So, and it keeps developing and developing, and I just love it. It's just the spirit of that kind of adventure and just getting together with friends and conversing musically.
In your trumpet studio at Texas, and for that matter when you were here at Illinois, how much, if any, jazz did you bring into your teaching of the quote-unquote classical trumpet players?
None, really.
You just divide the line pretty clearly between the types of playing?
No, I don't do the types. I have no lines of demarcation in my teaching. It's basically everybody has to learn how to play the instrument, and that's really basically the line I have is between learning how to play the instrument and growing with the instrument and whatever musics the student wishes to pursue. That's the challenging part, is if they could keep their art really full of integrity but yet playing fundamentally sound. So, I really want their voice to come out, but then come out in a healthy way.
But for the studio teaching, you use classical music mostly for
I
the
do.
Technical.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you play a lot of that yourself, I assume.
I play mostly that. In Austin, it's very rare I get to play jazz. It's in
really?
Champaign-Urbana that, it's dessert.
I thought isn't there a pretty vibrant jazz community down there?
Surprisingly, not.
Really?
Just basically one club in Austin where... just all purely jazz.
No,
I mean, there are hundreds of There are hundreds of clubs in Austin for sure.
Just lots of different kinds of music.
Different kinds of music, from blues to rock to indie, but very little jazz.
Wow. So here you go. We've got it over Austin as far as that goes.
Oh, most definitely. In a little town like Champaign-Urbana, it's pretty fertile ground, I must say. I miss it.
Well, and missed it so much that Ray Sasaki is back with some regularity, including tonight at the Iron Post, 5 until 8.
Yes.
Downtown Urbana, with 5 other friends of his playing some wonderful traditional tunes. And we'll look forward to talking to you at another time and maybe having one of the groups come in.
Oh, that'd be great.
It's Live and Local on FM 90.9. Our show today made possible with support from the Corkscrew Wine Emporium, 203 North Vine, Urbana, with wines, beers, and spirits for the serious collector to the first-time buyer. Wine tastings are held every Saturday from 2 to 6. Information available at 337-7704 or at thecorkscrew.com. It's WYLL, FM and HD Urbana, operating translators W293 AF Danville and W266 AF Urbana, the listener-supported broadcasting service of the College of Media at Illinois.